Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
I think it's Vayakhel that we're talking about this week.
Okay.
And usually Vayakhel and Pekudei go together, but since it's a leap year this year, so they are separated. In the parsha of Vayakhel, a special mention again is made of the architect, of the chief artisan who built the Mishkan, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, from the tribe of Yehuda. It's interesting that the Midrash tells us that Bezalel was bar mitzvah. He was 13 years old when he did this.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also interesting is that the Midrash tells us, and really if you figure it out mathematically, that King Solomon was also 13 years old when he began to build the temple. Because he was a king for 40 years, he died when he was 52. So it's worthy of note the fact that the Torah chose young people, very young people, to be the architects of the holy buildings within the Jewish people. I think that part of it is that age brings wisdom, but it also brings cynicism. You see too much. You've experienced too much.
You become jaded.
And to build a Mishkan, you have to have enormous enthusiasm. You have to put yourself in it completely. Therefore, we have to get a young person. Someone with enthusiasm, someone who sees everything before him yet and is not, you know, winding down the page. And I think that's a lesson generally in life. The older generation tends to discount the enthusiasm of the young, but the enthusiasm of the young is really what propels us. It really is what pushes us forward. And part of the problem of being young is that every young person feels that if he was running the world or the country or the family or the business, he would do a better job. Sometimes that's true. Most of the time it isn't. But you have to have that feeling. You have to think that I can do it and that I could do it better than you can do it. And the Torah is, so to speak, on the side of youth, even though the Torah bids us always to respect our elders and to give honor to age, yet the Torah is always on the side of the young. And I think, especially in our societies where we pay so much lip service to what we're doing for the young, but in reality, we discount them. I think it would be important for us, again, to think of them as the fuel that drives the engine. Not just the future engine, but today's engine. And that what they have to say and what they have to do should certainly be taken into account. The Torah, when it describes the Jewish people, describes it, Ki nar Yisrael ve'ohaveyu. Jewish people are a child, a young child, and that's why I love them, God says. The Navi Yirmio says, "Aben yakir li Ephraim im yelet shashuim," like a child at play. That's the imagery that's used for the Jewish people, because even though we're a very old people, we really are a very young people. We're always coming up with new good, well, no good, but certainly with new ideas. Right. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not, but we're always looking. There's always an edge to us. We're not satisfied with the world the way it is, and we're not satisfied with ourselves the way we are. And that's the energy that's needed to build the Mishkan, to build the temple, to build our state, to build a better world. And therefore, we take Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur as a paradigm of all of our youth and of the goals and of the ideas that they have and how they should be encouraged and allowed to express themselves in the construction of a better world.
Rabbi Wein, could I ask you one quick question? How does the Torah, what would be the Torah approach to combining the wisdom of age and the zealousness that you talked about of youth? Is there a way to that the Torah would direct us to combine these two?
It's a very good question. The Torah is certainly in favor of it. In fact, the hallmark of Jewish leadership that the Torah always pointed out to us was that the Torah says, for instance, that King Saul was 1 year old when he became the king. As the Medrash says, obviously he wasn't 1 year old.
Right.
But he's 1 year old, you know, he's got the
enthusiasm.
He's got that enthusiasm within him.
Right.
And yet he's the king. He's the one that's running it. So it's a perfect combination if you can get it. If I imagine that we had to vote which would be more important, I think probably age and experience would win out. But age and experience usually are not sufficient to trump the enthusiasm of youth.
Right. Well, as I get older, of course, I agree with you, Rabbi.
Well, I get younger.
Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about Parashat Vayakhel.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.